mic works this time.
This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That over there is Brian.
It wasn't me this time.
It wasn't you.
This Very is excited weird. About that.
It's strange you and I being in the same room and neither of us boarding as well.
Yeah,
it's
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Because when we started this show, when we were at the old studios here in Madison, we were in the same room, but one of us had to board and screen calls and do all of that stuff.
Yeah, and you'd hear in the background,
Brian, I think we're calling you on the table.
Oh, yeah, what were you saying? That was great.
Yeah, exactly.
That's, or you'd argue with somebody on the phone line. And then,
or they'd be asking like a question that we'd be like trying to solve while also still
air.
Being on the air. Yeah.
Hey, can you help us? People, and don't get me wrong. I don't mind helping people, but sometimes people would call in the middle of the devil show while I was boarding it and go,
I can't help
hey, can you help
find
me?
The live stream while we're live streaming. That's really hard to do.
Can you help me? Can you help me log into my computer? And I'm like, I'm literally live on the air right now. Just screening your call.
But you're listening to us on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM in Madison, the Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM out of Waukesha, Bull Falls Radio up in Wausau, that's 98.9 FM, 1230 AM, and locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, 97.5, 1320 AM. Boy, is that a mouthful now, Brian.
Dude,
we are growing.
And it's... I think the goal between Sage and Crudy now is to make sure that all shows are going to be like maybe a total of 5 minutes long, because every segment we're going to come back and just do that. And then, that's the segment. We'll see you later. We'll just let you know where we are.
Hit SW2. Hit SW2.
Nobody should be working on a Simeon.
Hey, everyone. Wow. I come into town and I messed up everything. But that was actually a really good timing, too, because it was me going, if you're going to listen to Devil Radio singing like Meatloaf, pretty excited about it. Are you excited? Anyway, welcome back, everybody. We're going to get into our subject here. When Trump comes to town, we're going to, you know, catch that train. When Trump comes to town, we're going to ride that plane. I don't know. Either way, as a U2 song.
I caught it.
Anyway, Trump's coming to town, and I see, but there's bull, but I driving around, right?
Mm-hmm. Setting up. Brian's put on a couple, you got to be... upwards of thousands of miles around the state.
At least. Yeah. I'm nowhere near as much as like a gubernatorial candidate would get.
Or a U.S. Senate candidate.
Yeah, or a U.S. Senate candidate, but I'm pretty close there. But the my point is that there are already billboards as far as Wausau thanking President Trump for coming to Milwaukee.
I don't think he's going to see a single one of those.
Like, yes, but that's the thing, is that people come in to... They have to go where the people are, the ones that will go and show up at these rallies. I mean, I
that's just a waste of money, though. Why would you say, to begin with, Donald Trump, I can't imagine, looks at any billboard, let alone a billboard in Wausau when he's coming into Milwaukee. Like, what's the point of that?
My point is on the way back down, if you commute anywhere near there, you know that Donald Trump's coming into town.
Okay.
You know, and it's...
It just seems like a huge waste of money, I guess, because you got to assume that the guy is glued to some kind of Twitter burner. I would my imagination.
He's got a Twitter burner. It's not like they have like Twitter police going around. Going, are you on Twitter, sir?
He's got one of his staffers is definitely signed into a Twitter account that he has access to.
I can't believe he
doesn't tweet off of it, because it would be a dead giveaway. It would be all caps locks, and it'd be talking about the ketchup stains on the wall. And so he can't tweet about it, because it'd be a dead giveaway for the fact that it is the former president on Twitter, but he's a Twitter sleuth now. So he goes and he's just scrolling through Twitter as if he was still on it. And then he goes over to Truth Social and then puts his rants out there. The man's glued to a phone, no doubt. There's no way that he's staring out the window of any motorcade and sees a billboard sign and is
it's one
really
of those
like
welcoming him type of thing, like in like you should come down and check it out type of thing.
Gotcha.
There sure are a lot of
and I gotta ask. So outside of the Trump billboards, then, what kind of political
yard
signage are we seeing out there?
Honestly, I was thinking about having an affair while I was out there. But then I saw this billboard that said Jesus instead, and it really turned the tide for me.
One of those like 833 numbers or something like
that. Not even like there was no like there was go. There's no call to action. It was just like thinking of an affair. Try Jesus instead or something like that. I'm like, what is? I don't.
Yeah.
Like, and I like, I don't like to think of it as like, okay, that's a stupid thing and you know, whatever. But my thing is like, that's just not effective messaging. And that's, and maybe you should try and find a better message to do it in. Like, you know, like with the Gableman thing, right? I like my issue isn't, if you think there's fraud in the election, you should be pissed at Michael Gableman because he can't come up with any sort of anything legitimate to go and talk about. So I guess what I'm saying is that this is ineffective advertising. You should be upset about it. Like if you really think that people should stop having affairs and do Jesus instead, maybe you should have a call to action or maybe a group of people that you could get to like something. You know, I don't know. I mean, there's got to be something better.
You want a bombshell that I'm almost positive you didn't see today?
What?
Patrick Marley over at the Washington Post now, previously Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, got his hands on some emails and memos from before Gableman's review. Gableman himself doesn't even believe that election decertification is possible. If you want to be mad at Michael Gableman, pushing? There's so many reasons to be upset with Michael Gableman, and we're going to dive into that one a little bit more as
that's
well.
That's so good.
He doesn't even believe. He's either high on his supply or just completely full of BS because he doesn't even believe what he's spouting to begin with. It's insane.
It's almost like he said he didn't choose Jesus, but it had an affair instead. Maybe he should drive between
but then
like...
didn't believe it.
And maybe he went to the lion's den and said, because there's a lot of lion's dens around there, just so you know, everyone.
That's the affairs that they're trying to tell you.
And there's also like a tanning supply area in like the middle of nowhere, too.
Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Rock out, guys. I'm not saying don't do it. That's great.
By all means, we are together in the Solidarity Realty Studios taking your phone calls. We will get to you up first next segment. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.